All right. Well, you guys, I am thrilled to be back, all back, and I'm especially thrilled to be here with Felice Gerwitz. Man, this chick here, and in my screen, I can see myself pointing at her. She and I go way back, and we've done a lot of amazing things together. And seriously, I don't believe that we have seen nothing like what lies ahead for us.
Oh, praise
And
God.
when I think about what lies ahead for us, then I think about what lies ahead for all of us. All of us. I mean, the names, I just had to peek at who all is here. I would love to have some shout outs if you guys will. I'm seeing Chris and Julie, and I'm seeing a number that I don't recognize. I'm seeing Betty and Katie and Merritt, Arilla. You guys, shout out. I'm just so excited that you are here, and I'm really excited about what's going to happen this year.
Yeah,
Just
I'm
for
really
the record,
excited
I know it's fun because here's the deal. We were praying about, hey, what can we do? First of all, I think some of this was more for me than it was for any of y'all. Sorry. But but what we could do, we were on the countdown to an amazing conference in February called the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference. And there were so many things we wanted to get ready, that we wanted to tell everybody about it. And this conference is hosted by Felice. And so I am just on the countdown for that myself, but also I'm gonna be speaking there. It's gonna be so amazing. It's gonna be in Tampa. We're talking about a month and a day from now. We will be
Right. Yeah,
there.
that's
And so
exciting.
I know. So if you haven't got a ticket, grab it. It's the event to be at this year, no matter what it takes to get there. If not, hey, we are just saying make plans to be here with us, because here, right here with us, we're going to be having a 31-day challenge that is going to be more than just our live sessions that we have planned once a week. And I did it this way, like to kick off today, so we wouldn't do the kickoff during the week. And I wanted to be really making tracks on the topics and the coaching and everything. So we decided to do it today, but Monday we kick off strong with topics. And in the meanwhile, if you are signed up for the challenge, and you should be because it's $10, or if you're already a member, go, or if you're already going to the conference, it's totally free for those who are going to the conference and have their ticket. So this is definitely, we wanted to make this doable for you. But the reason that we decided to do this, and let me put this on here. So hold on just a minute. Let me see. I don't know what I'm doing on some of this right now. Because she disappeared on me. Let's see. Let's do, well, I don't guess. Ah, there we go. I don't know. So anyway, let's just do what I was just doing. Okay, sorry. And so, but what I was going to say is, if you're not going to conference, no big deal. We totally get it. But if either way, you want to be a part of this. And by the way, we just shared the link for people to just be able to come and join us. If you just want to come and join us, that's great. You're going to get a lot out of every session that we're doing. And you can't beat the fact that we're going to be having coaching on each of the sessions that is going to be priceless. But the thing you'll miss is the book, which, if you've got your book yet, I hope that you've been able to dig in a little bit. You're going to miss your book, which has got some great challenges for you guys. You're also going to miss the replays where we have those, the replays. So in if something crazy happens, you have to miss some of it, or you absolutely just can't join us for a certain session, no problem. We'll have replays. But here's a cool, another cool thing. We have got not just Cindy that you're going to have once a week. We also have some pop-up sessions that are only limited to those who have either a ticket to the conference or you already are a part of the challenge. So I don't want anybody to miss those, because guess what? Felice is one of my guests, and
Yay.
she is going to feature on podcasting. And we just got some really great pop-ups. meetups that you don't want to miss either. And so we want you on the list so that you can be a part of that. You don't miss that. You get informed so you know, hey, we're going to be popping in on tomorrow or whatever day it's going to be and host a session. So you can be a part of that. Especially if those are some of those topics are some of the things that you've got as a goal for this year. You definitely want to be a part of it. Even if it's not something you're working on this month, it's totally great. So when I'm talking about Jumpstart 2020 and I'm talking about it being a challenge, what do I mean by Jumpstart 2020 and the challenge? What on earth are we talking about? Well, first of all, our sessions and the book are designed, first of all, for what's going on here and here. Because much of what we are grappling with business is usually not going to be much, or ministry, by the way, business or ministry is not going to very usually be a whole lot with the how-tos, although it could be, could very well be. You have no idea what to do next. And that's okay. That's what the coaching is going to be here for. But the sessions and the book are mainly designed for the main purpose of us overcoming the obstacles and the hindrances, the sabotage, the things that hold us back from where we need to be and what we need to be doing. And you guys, I am the queen of sabotage, excuses, being busy, being distracted, having too much to do. Hello, I'm the queen of it. I get it. That's why I can teach on it so well. I'm very qualified. I should be getting a master's degree in busy and distracted. I think that should be what I should be getting. I would ace that course for sure. But here's the thing. We're going to have the how-tos too, but it's not going to be the whole focus of everything. So if you've got something you are needing that's so your situation, like your next thing, something that's holding you back, this is your spot where we can give some time where the whole group can help you. And we're going to troubleshoot it. If we don't have the answer, we will find the answer to what you're needing. The other cool thing is we're going to have a challenge. Just act surprised when I announce it. But there's going to be a week where we're going to do what's called triads. Or triads, however you want to call them. I did that a while back with my friend Kelly McCauzie's challenge. And seriously, I think it was 4 triads in the course of the challenge. I got as much out of that as everything else I did. And it was powerful because it put 3 people in a private session troubleshooting personally whatever was going on that someone needed help with. Some of that we didn't bring to the group. So it's kind of almost like personal coaching. So we're going to do some of that as well. And so just get ready. I mean, there's so much to this that's going to make this full, and it's going to help you to really jumpstart your year the way that I think you need to jumpstart your year. Because here's the deal. I know that the biggest key to success is going to be the momentum. It's going to be getting momentum and keeping that momentum. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to be crazy like I am with your schedule and your things that you do. What I am saying is I've learned just this is my thing this year, and it's one of my words for the new year. Kelly was my coach, and she was saying, what if it could just be easy, Cindy? What if things could just be easy? And, okay, some of you go back in time with me, and you know I wrote language arts the easy way, nature study the easy way, homeschooling the easy way, on and on and on and on. I wrote so many things in the Easy Way series, and yet, you know what was holding me back from being able to get momentum? It was that I was making everything hard. And I had more excuses because I was making things hard, and it was holding me stuck. I mean, it's now, do you realize 7 years ago this year that I've been in silence, not doing, I've done a little here and there, and I've done a lot of local ministry. I've gone to school. I've done some different things at my churches that I minister at. I've done those kind of things. But you guys, there's something in my heart that just misses you guys. Whenever I wrote my easing this past week, I purposefully said, hey, what's going on? I want to know. And I'm going to be really honest. I have sat back and I have cried. I have laughed. I have been filled overflowing to get to have that contact with you guys. And I'm going to tell you something. I've missed you guys. So this is on now. I'm telling you, on my end, I'm done with excuses. I'm done with too busy. You know, we will make these things work. And that's where I'm right here in the trenches, right here alongside of you, dealing with the same stuff that comes up and bombards me. I'm here with the same stuff. Like, I have a million things that need to be done. And it was kind of like when Kelly asked, what if it were just easy? I had to go back to the beginning and say, you know what? If I were building everything from the beginning, what would I make sure I implemented? What would be my next thing? What can I do today just to get some action going? And I have to tell you that as I went back and really looked at things, I had to give myself a break. I have a feeling somebody here in the crowd needs to give themselves a break today, because it's probably your best thing to do before we totally jumpstart everything, because I don't want you putting pressure on yourself to do impossible. Instead, I want to see you jump starting into things that stretch yourself, but don't break yourself. I want to see you stretching yourself into a place that you're challenging yourself, but you're not getting to a place where you just say, I just can't do this. That's what this is all about, because I truly believe you guys are the history makers, the world changers. You are the ones who I believe God has got special calling for you. And this is your year. This is your time. This is, if you've been looking for a sign to see if it's time, hello, it's time. It's time. I can't tell you how excited I am, because I believe that there are going to be things that each of you do this year that are going to literally change history. They're going to meet needs. You don't even realize the needs that you're going to be able to meet just because you're doing what God tells you to do. He needs willing vessels. And I believe that there is nothing that is impossible for the person that is doing this thing with God, that he's right there with you, going all along the way, strengthening you, giving you direction, giving you empowerment. If there's things, and Felice is the very one who knows me and knows my stuff probably better than anybody in the room. And most of you probably know my stuff very well. But Felice knows I had so many things I wanted to do with this Jumpstart 2020. And we laid down, and I don't know if any of y'all can tell, we laid down huge things. And we said, what if it could just be easy? And we decided to make it easy, and it's so perfect. I believe you are going to have the same things that are going to happen, that there's going to be things that along the way, maybe you're going to get a little complicated and you may get frustrated, but that's why you're going to do it with us, because we can look at it and say, hey, what if that could just be easier? Let's troubleshoot and let's figure out how to make it easier. I believe there's somebody that's going to need that. And guess what? I'm wholly qualified to help you on that. And so how does this work? Okay, I'm going to just share with you. We're going to have private group sessions each week. What we're going to do is we're going to be here in Zoom, and we're going to have sessions. They're going to be each Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern time. If you're in a different time zone, y'all figure that out, okay? I know I'm going to be here at 2 Central. And so we're going to have those on Mondays. Then we're going to have the final sessions that's going to be on a Monday. A Monday night maybe. So we're going to have those private group sessions. Here's what they're going to look like. And did you have an answer to that, please?
Yeah, I do. It's going to be Monday at the same time. We could move it tonight. We'll let you know. So just be sure you're connected on Cindy's group. Cindy, give them that Facebook group that you have. I'm sure some of them are on there, but some may have come from one of our lists.
Okay, let me grab that bad boy.
So we have two Facebook groups, and we're going to be working some things out. So yeah, one of them is the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference page. And And so Chris Mione, I'm not sure how you pronounce your last name, Chris, but she said 6 a.m. is fine. I'll be sleeping. I typically get up at 6:30. I'm Eastern time. But we're going to go. The last session we do is going to be giving out prizes and things. And that will be the week after the conference. Mm-hmm. Right, Cindy? So
And that'll give you guys that extra few days to get everything turned in, everything completed. And by the way, here's what I'm thinking that I would like for us to do on the rooms, because many of you are already on Stepping Up to the Call. I want your daily things to be kind of put there, but you need to be following that Ultimate Christian, Ultimate Conference, the Ultimate Christian Conference.
Yeah, let me grab that for you on Facebook.
I put the link in there.
Okay, good. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
I think that's right. I hope that's right. Tell me I put the right one in there. Why don't you do it just in case?
I'll do it. Okay, great.
Okay, so here's what we're thinking. On the for those of you who are maybe wondering, if you get to thinking, what time is everything? You're probably not going to be able to find all the details easily on Stepping Up to the Call. So to find the event and details, like your logins and everything, you will find that on the Ultimate Christian Communicators page. Okay. Also, if you want to be able to be eligible for your finisher prizes, and you do, really, you do, because we got some good ones, and I've got some ways I'm going to help you be a success, I promise. So you want to get lots and lots and lots of points. 50 points, you're just a finisher. However, you want to get 150 or more points, and I'll tell you why. Because you get big stuff, like you get group coaching sessions, or you get to choose some live events. You get to have some personal coaching if that's what you prefer. We've got a lot of options. If you want to be eligible for those things, you're going to have to go and log in every week by Sunday night with your points for the week, as well as something you really are excited about that you are having as a takeaway for the week, something you've learned that's a big life lesson every single week. That's the requirement to be a finisher there. The other things, I'll give you some questions so you'll get some of your points from talking and doing some fun stuff. I can't wait to tell you all the things. This is going to be so much fun. I get weird like this, don't I, Felice?
it's not weird. It's typical, Cindy. It's just being you.
Yeah. Here's the thing, because I'm wanting for – there's a couple of goals I have with this. One is I want you personally to take massive action. I want for you to have no barriers to what God's called you to do by the end of this month. And I just expect huge things. I expect people to finish books. I expect people to launch podcasts. I expect some of us to be back podcasting. Hello? Yes.
I posted those links in the group. So the easiest way to find them is just go to Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Everything's Ultimate, which I got from Cindy. So Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. And then Cindy's got two podcasts there, and we'll be posting those. Merritt, you're on the line. So if you could grab those, and maybe we'll post those in our groups and just let people know. And then you can share that as well.
So, yes, and you definitely want to connect, because just going to give you a spoiler, but you're going to have to remember it is the biggie. So following some of these podcasts and connecting with people on social media and developing relationships, that's my goal. For one thing, if you're in business and ministry, you cannot be alone. You cannot be alone. You cannot be isolated. You've got to be in connection and community. So what my goal is for you guys to get to know each other and to tell, you know, to really say, okay, who's the go-to person for whatever. And because of that, I think that you're going to find people who can do projects with you, people who can be your guest on your shows or in your events. You're going to find an easy way for you to be able to do the thing that you are great at doing. And so I really want to make sure that we're connecting, and you'll see some of these things are totally designed. with that motive. So get ready. But we're going to have private group sessions. The way that this is going to look for every session except for the first and the last, that's tonight and the very last session, what we'll do is we'll come in the room. We're going to have a topic of the week that I'm going to share. And I'm telling you, that's going to be Holy Spirit led. So just get ready. But I'm going to limit myself. I promise, because what's going to happen after I give my very quick topic, we're going to then take and see how all of you are doing. And we're going to do group coaching. If you've got your questions, have them ready. And if you got something you're hitting a snag with, bring it. You can share it in the chat. You can also, again, you can ask the question in group coaching there. If you give me a heads up even beforehand, I can even have your thing ready. But I would love for you guys to, again, plan to be on webcam, plan to be in the session live, because that's where the magic happens. And it's not just with what I share. There may be others that are in the room that may say, hey, I have an answer for that. And you guys can then take the mic and roll with it too. So I'm excited. I think that the group sessions are going to be amazing. We're also, again, going to have private pop-up sessions. And again, these are going to be topics that are going to really help you to move forward into your new year. They're going to be the things that, again, Felice is sharing on podcasting. I've got a few that I am doing, I'm so excited about, that I think are going to help you build your business. Our speakers from our Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference are going to be joining us for some of these pop-up sessions. You're going to love it. That's all I can say. You're going to love, love, love it. In addition, we're going to do some bonus sessions, you guys. The bonus sessions that bonus challenges that we're going to have are going to be a lot more for you to have to do it. Maybe more like a weekend work, or maybe it's just an evening thing for you. I mentioned like connecting with each other on social media or connecting with each other by podcast. But these are going to be some ways that you can earn some massive points also for the challenge. So, but here's the other thing. You win no matter what you do, whether it's not just the points. The points are for fun inside this challenge. But the cool thing is being connected with one another. I know my iTunes account needs some love. And we're going to have some things that will help you love each other a little bit, whether it's iTunes or your blogs or your social media. Like, I have the most ridiculous Facebook page on Facebook. My Facebook page has got probably the least amount of followers of any Facebook page out there. And it's because I have not paid attention to it. I'm so looking forward to learning from some of our speakers who are awesome at this, but then also having you guys give tips and ideas that can help me grow and learn. We're none of us where we're going to be. I just love that we can do this together. But anyway, those challenges, the bonus challenges, are going to be awesome. The Facebook group, again, let me tell you how this is going to work. I want to go over it one more time. The Ultimate Christian Communicators page has got all of the details for like when we're going to have our sessions. It's got all the links so that you can come in here in case you forget anything. And you're going to need to be connected with that. Also, because otherwise, I get busy and I may forget to be able to put something out there, and it's hard to find things when it starts getting into the stepping up to the call group because we're pretty busy and active. So I just want to make sure you know that's your go-to place that you may want to bookmark so you can get your information you need. Another thing, you need to be on Felice's mailing list, because Felice will send out emails that give all the information from how to join the sessions to what challenges are going on. She's going to give some reminders, but you've got to be on the group on her list to be able to get that. For the challenges in particular, you have to be a part. It's $10, or again, if you've got a ticket to the conference, you get to come free. But you have to be a part of that. Did you have something you want?
Yeah, I want to jump in here. So we do have, because we want to let you guys come to these live sessions for free. You won't get to come to the pop-up ones. You'll have to have a ticket for that. Because those are going to be the speakers that are coming to the conference, right, Cindy? Isn't that what we came up with so many scenarios? I'm trying to keep it all straight. So if you want to stay connected, if you go to the ultimatechristiancommunicatorsconference.com, there's a sign up. I believe it's at the very bottom if you just want more information. I'm looking here. Some of you are that are in the room are coming to the conference already. And if you sweet ladies did purchase a ticket, just let me know and I will refund you. we'll take care of that. But, okay. So that was the one thing. And then also just stay connected to us. And we'll get that information to you. There's another sign up at the podcast network, as well. And we're just hitting all of our groups currently to just let people know that this is going on, because it's just too good, you know, to pass up this information that Cindy's going to be sharing. I had a chance to go through the entire 31 day, and I told my husband, I said, I'm going to do this too, but I can't give myself any points because I'm giving the prizes away.
I'm doing it and I'm going for the points.
Are you? you can do it, Cindy. The other thing too, so Misty said, yeah, I think Misty, you should have gotten a confirmation. So here's where it's getting confusing. So Cindy put it out on her list, and I put it out on my list. So part of the thing is that some of you are coming in through Cindy, and so you're looking for an email. Arola told me this today, that she was looking for an email from you, but it's from me. So look for Felice@mediaangels.com, and it's probably in spam. Unfortunately, that's my pet peeve. People do not unsubscribe. They just spam an email if they don't want to get your emails. And so go ahead and do that, and, you know, just look in your inbox. And if I'll look you up, Misty, but I'm almost positive that you're in that, because I think I looked up everybody who came through. Mm-hmm. So it should be automated. Anyone who purchases that ticket will immediately go to the landing page where they'll subscribe. Okay, Merit, I think she's there. Merit's in the room. Yay. Merit handles my email stuff for me. So, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Cindy. Okay.
So, but the one thing again to remember is the Ultimate Christian Communicators page is where you're going to need to log your weekly points. And to do that, you're going to need to follow them. So, again, forgive me. I've had this cold that we need to pray away. The other thing is your biggest thing that you've learned during the week. So as you're getting your points together for the week and you're getting together at the same time, you're getting the biggest takeaway you've had, and not put that in there as well on Ultimate Christian Communicators. We're not going to, it would probably just fall to the wayside over at Stepping Up to the Call. Now, at the same time, Stepping Up to the Call, what I want for you to do is each day you're going to have an assignment of three things I want for you to do. For one thing, if there has been a something that you've been working on during the day, and every day, again, it's 31 days, whatever you're working on during the day, pop in at least sometime during the day and share what you've been working on. Your biggest takeaway from the daily group sessions, pop-up sessions, or session replays, something that maybe was your thing, you go, I'm taking this away and I'm going to apply this to my business. This is going to, or ministry, this is going to help me. And then updates on any special bonus challenges that we have as well. Again, I want you to do those things daily and Stepping Up to the Call. And you can just make one post that's a big post as your thing, or you can do several posts if you want to. But this is going in, leaving a comment, do yours. And then also here, go in there. And if other people are posting theirs, I don't want to see anybody not have somebody comment on theirs. Okay. So let's encourage each other. If somebody says, hey, I worked on this, this went really great, maybe you'll get a tip and an idea that'll help you with getting your challenge done. Or maybe if they're struggling for the day, because I know I have those myself, and if they say, hey, I really had a really difficult time, I don't know what's going on with this, does anybody have an idea? That's a great time for you guys to jump in and help each other out. And so again, it's going to have three things daily that I want you to share: what you accomplished during the day to work on your challenges, your big takeaway from, if there's like a daily group session, like tonight, you'll want to go in and say, hey, this is my takeaway, and this is what I'm going to work on in the challenge. Or maybe if you don't have your idea of what you want to work on, that's okay today. But by the weekend, I want to hear, by Monday, I want to hear what you're going to work on, okay? But like any takeaways from the group sessions, the pop-up sessions, or even session replays. I know for me, I like listening to things over and over again because I always get something else out of it. So it may be that you're listening to a pop-up session and it's, you're listening to it again. Pop in there and say, hey, you know what? This really helped me. This was a great thing she said. Or maybe this is something I thought about while the session was going on. Whatever that is, you can share that. Or updates on your special bonus challenges. But every day, make a post on stepping up to the call. Jump in there and encourage each other. And I think that when you do that, you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of help for one another. A lot more ideas there too. Now, when I'm talking about prizes, that's one of my favorite things. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get 2 points a day for being live. I'll have to let you guys know. If I did, I may have to change this on the printable. You get 2 points, I think, but maybe four, for being live in the live sessions and posting a takeaway in our Facebook group. You get 1 point for listening to a replay and posting a takeaway in the Facebook group. And just to say this, if you listen to replays, you're not going to be able to get your bonuses. You're not going to be able to get the challenge very easy. You're not going to be a finisher very easily. So we want you live. We want you here. If not, you're going to have to do a lot of bonus work or several challenges to get you where you're needing to go. But I want everybody to be a finisher. If you are posting in the group, you get 1 point for posting in the group on Facebook each day. So you could foreseeably get 30 points from that. So, I mean, you see, these points really count. So with that being said, I want to really quick just give, and I promise you, time me, 5 minutes, I'm done. I'm doing questions. But I want to just say we're jumpstarting a new year and a new decade. A new year and a new decade. And I believe that from the bottom of my heart, I've been feeling it. It was so funny. One time back in the summer, I think I looked down and I realized that we were going to be in 2020. And what jumped out at me was one of the last things I produced was a session on vision. I mean, it was one of the last things like 7 years ago, was on vision. And I was going to actually take the audio, and I had the book almost done. It wasn't done by the time I finished this, by the time it was time for me to do the live session, but I was so close to getting that done. And I thought how interesting it was that I was thinking about vision 7 years ago, when this year it's 2020. And I think, oh my goodness, what hit me that day as I was thinking about this year, I got to thinking, you know what? This is the year where I believe God is calling us into a place where we're going to see clearly. We're going to see the visions that maybe we wrote many years ago. Maybe the things that we haven't dared to write down and brain dump. Maybe the things that have been a passing thought that we maybe discredited and didn't even take the time to write it down, or we didn't even want to think about it again. But I believe this is the year where you're going to see clearly your vision and your calling, your life purpose, if you'll just take some time to press in. Don't let the busyness of life distract you and pull you apart from what could happen in the next few weeks. I know a lot of my friends are right now doing fasts that are going on with their churches. And I think that's kind of cool. Usually when I fast, I also tend to have a lot more clarity on what I'm here for and what I'm really supposed to be doing. It's like a lot of the sabotage that I do to myself, or a lot of the fears and doubts and a lot of the fears and doubts that I have on, you know, in my heart, a lot of that just seems to subside. And so my request and my challenge for you guys is that the next few weeks, you'll do this for you first, because there's something that I don't know how to describe it, but it torments me when I'm not living out my calling. And it invigorates me and it fires me up and it makes me feel so content with everything. Doesn't matter what's going on around me. You guys have watched me go through really crazy stuff in life. But knowing that I'm smack dab in the middle of what God has called me to do gives a contentment that is so irreplaceable. It's something that I don't get just anywhere else. And so today, I ask you to maybe commit to this time for you. Don't get overburdened and weary from overplanning things. Because I've got, by the way, I've got 20 challenges that are in the book that you can choose from. Just pick one. Just pick one. And you may say, I think I could pick the easy one. Well, whatever you think is easy, go ahead. I'm going to let you. Because you know what? Somebody, that's a challenge. And it's hard. And so if you think that that's easy, or maybe it's your next step and you say, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that this is a challenge because this is what I need to be working on. Perfect. Just do this for you first. And then secondly, do it for the people who are crying out needing your help. I read an email the other night that really wrecked me. It really wrecked me because there was this place where years ago, some of you may have remembered, I said, somebody asked me, like, how long are you going to do this thing? How long are you going to write and teach and do the things that you're doing? And I said, as long as there's another crying mom, I'm in. And what I meant by that is through the years, I remember going back to Moses and his story and how God was burdened and Moses was burdened for the people. And they saw the things that were really, they were in bondage and they were in slavery. They were having really difficult times. And I remember God speaking to my heart about the very things that I'm really called to do are things where people are in bondage or they're struggling or they don't know exactly how to get out of wherever they're at or whatever, how to move forward, how to step up, how to get unstuck. Those tend to be my spots of just my sweet spaces of where I'm really supposed to be. I got this email though this week, and I want to tell you, I had a hard time. I had to push past a lot of warfare, a lot of self-sabotage, a lot of my kids. I love my kids, but you know what? I had almost a month with my family in December, and I loved it, but it was a busy, 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 busy time. Just like, I never do that because I'm an empty nester now, and things are so quiet for me most all the time, and yet there was a lot going on and I had all the reasons not to move forward. And it was, I'm telling you, I had a couple times where I had meltdowns. I cried, I got upset, got angry, got all the feelings that you have when you're not really doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. And can I tell you that pushing past it and then getting that one email, I got other emails, don't get me wrong. And I love my emails. I love it. But this one, I was needed. I knew I was where I was needed. And you guys, I believe that what you're going to do the next few weeks is so important. You're jump starting. You're moving forward. You're going to get massive. You're going to get some of the most great, wonderful, awesome, massive, ultimate things done. And it's going to be powerful. And so I want to encourage you, read your guide. If you got some questions, bring them Monday. I'm going to open up for a little bit because I said I was going to really be quiet. I think I've almost like maybe 5 minutes. Was that 5 minutes or seven? Oh, maybe one won't count that. But anyway, if you got questions, you can now come on with your mic, a camera. I'd like to see you guys and ask any questions. Hey, hey.
Hey guys, I'm unmuting everybody now. So yeah. If you don't want to talk, mute your mic, but otherwise you should be, yeah.
How fun. This is fun. Okay. So
now I have to find.
Here we go.
Now I have to find another canvas bag. Cindy, you'll get that one.
Yes. Chris, please. love it. I actually want to see your canvas bags. So maybe turn it on.
I sent you a video.
Oh, I've got to check my email, huh?
It's not an email. It's on Facebook Messenger.
I'm in it.
I posted in Steppin' Up this morning.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yay! I'm so excited. And to tell everybody what we're talking about, Chris has got, instead of make your own brain in a binder, she's got make your own brain in a bag. Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just organization into a bag, because if I try the binder, binders and I do not get along. Sorry. I'm too lazy. I never get anything in the binder. File folders and I can use sheet protectors, but three ring, just, we don't get along. So my organization is into bags. So each thing I'm working on is going into a different bag. So when I get the time and 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, I can grab a bag and work on what I'm supposed to in that particular area and then put the bag back and pick a different one. Or whatever, but it helps me organize into what I'm supposed to be doing.
Can you see this? I don't know if you can see it, Chris, but I have these bags, too blessed to be stressed, that I have about 10 different designs that we are giving away as gifts. So
cool.
Yeah. And among other things, I've got some mugs and some other things that we're going to be sharing. But also our big prize, Cindy, that is for those of you who are attending the conference, some of you purchased all of the downloads, all the audio downloads. So if you've already purchased them, you will get that money back. Okay, for the purchase price. If you have not purchased it, you will get them for free. But if you're not coming to the conference, you will get $50 off of the download price. So I don't believe we have that set up yet. I can't remember the short-term memory. I can remember all these conversations Cindy and I had from years ago, but the short-term memory is just not what it was. So I think that eventually that will be available. It might be. I don't know. Merritt, you're on this call. You can let me know. I think right now the audios for the conference are $197, Arilla. So it would be $50 off of that. But I will let you know while we're chatting, you guys go ahead and let me go check on the website quick and see if it's.
I want to real quick introduce you guys to Charles. Come in.
Charles.
He's hiding from me, but he's going to go run an errand real quick.
I got to go grab something.
Hey, Charles. I'll get to meet you in February.
Okay. I had to do that. So anyway, yes, he's awesome. Okay, so Julie, tell us who you are and what are you doing?
Okay, so I'm Julie Polanco. I have been doing some professional freelance writing for a while, and then I was homeschooling my kids, and now they're mostly grown. And last year, the Lord, he allowed my laptop with everything to be stolen, and he allowed the backup to be stolen as well. So everything that I had been working on for other people was stolen. It was gone. Wow. And thankfully, I was at a good place where the projects were done. And he pretty clearly said to me, now you're going to write for me. And now you're going to write what I want you to write. And I had already written a couple of books and had not really marketed them correctly and didn't really have an audience before I wrote them. And so he stirred in my heart that, you know, you're going to write for me. You're going to have a website. You're going to blog for me. And so last year I spent the whole year rebranding my website so that it's not about being an author. It's about sharing a message, not just with the books, but through the things that I blog about. So I blog about, I would call it God-led learning. I would call it God-led learning. I think commonly people would say, you know, life schooling or a Christian unschooling. I would say it's God-led, Holy Spirit-led learning. I also write about natural living because I am a master herbalist, and just sort of incorporating all of those things together. So that's what I started last year, and I was very fearful because it was like, where's the money going to come from to fund this? And he provided. He brought.
That's wonderful.
He brought me all kinds of opportunities, and I got to start speaking. I got to write for the old schoolhouse, which I write for regularly, and he brought an opportunity with the IHN network as well. So I now have that, and I'm going to be speaking with Teaching Diligently in the spring. So I'm very excited about what the Lord has for me. And so now it's about finding more of my peeps, just finding more of my people. Wow. And really digging deep into serving them and their needs and helping them to be successful, helping them to understand what their role is, because I think it's very confusing for people who want to follow that kind of education. They tend to sometimes do nothing, and that's unacceptable. So I want to, at the conference, I have felt sort of inspired to start a podcast, and I really feel I want to make more connections with others and learn about more about speaking live, because I am speaking live in the spring. I did get some live engagements, as I mentioned, with Teach Them Diligently and in my state, and I want to learn more about how to do that effectively and in an engaging manner, and really just really step up more.
And, well, Julie, one of the challenges is to pitch your podcast to me. So that's one of the challenges in the book. So when you have time to print it out and either staple it, put it in a binder, or maybe put it in a tote bag or a canvas bag, whatever that is. But yeah, that's a couple of the things I'll be talking about, is like what I look for on my network when I have people approach me that want to podcast. There's a right way to do it, and then there's a, you know, this isn't going to work kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so, that's something that's available. So, yay.
Oh, excellent. I'm very excited about that.
See, God knew about that. Those are those little things that we just go, wow, Lord, you know, you answered a question that I didn't even have. I have two networks. So one podcast network is the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, where Cindy is, where she has two of her shows. And the other one is the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network, which is a compilation of homeschool parents. So, and I personally have 5 podcasts, and don't even ask me how I keep that straight. So don't do what I do. Just don't. it's not a good idea. And I am way cutting back this year. So a couple of them, I have some replays that I post on them, but the two that I do every week is Vintage Homeschool Moms and A Few Minutes with God, which is more of a, don't tell my kids who won't listen to this, but my Few Minutes with God is really for them. Because my youngest is 19 and my oldest is 39. I can't be that old to have older kids. But it's so funny because they every once in a while will just say to me, "You can't keep homeschooling me, Mom. We're done." Right. So yeah.
I was.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Julie. Yeah. Does anyone else want to share?
Please.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Julie. That was really, really amazing what God's doing. And I like how you...
To meeting everybody. I'm looking forward very much to the conference and meeting everyone. It's going to be great. Yes.
And you'll have other people going to the conference that you guys will already know each other ahead of time.
I know.
Have some power sessions even there that weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Betty, tell us a little bit about you.
Hi. I'm from Kansas. I'm a farm mom or a farm wife, farm mom. My kids are range in ages from 20 down to 5. And we do school similar to what Julie was describing. In fact, that's kind of where I'm moving towards with my blog and business. We do more of our project-based learning in the afternoon. So they do some book work from, let's say, 9 to noonish. And then in the afternoons, we head over to my husband's shop where they can weld, woodwork, and do mechanical things. We have livestock and numerous other sewing, kitchen, canning, garden, everything you can think of there. And so they learn a lot of science. We even pull in history through that because we have a lot of vintage metalworking and woodworking equipment. My oldest son does blacksmithing and beekeeping. My daughter works for a large farm and ranch in the community. And so that's a lot of what we do. I am also a VA managing Facebook and Pinterest pages for different companies. And that's kind of where we're at.
I'm excited, Betty, because I've known of you. We've talked on Facebook, so now I'll finally get to meet you. So that's exciting.
Right.
And you get to do Florida in February. So.
I know. Wow. We have a snowstorm moving in as we speak.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the weather's great here right now.
Oh, can't wait.
One thing we are starting this year is grass-fed beef business. Oh, we've had
yummy
cattle for 20 years, but we've never actually sold our meat. We're going to actually start selling the meat outright because it's worth about $5,000. Well, the 3 bulls we have right now, we could sell them for probably about $2,000 total. Mm-hmm. We sold them now. If we save them back and feed them up with grass and so pasture raised, they will be worth butchered approximately $7,000 to $8,000. So it's a lot bigger income stream there to take that risk.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
So
wonderful.
That is awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Florida, but then also I'm looking forward to seeing what you choose as your challenges too. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Okay. Merritt, are you doing challenges this year?
Oh, she's just typing in. So Merritt is handling all of our social media, and she manages our team. And she also is coming to the conference, so you'll get to meet her. And so I don't know. She just wrote, yes. Are you not going to unmute yourself, Merritt?
Totally get it. I'm just...
Oh, she said no. Okay.
I'm running the risk of being told no. I'm not going to get on the microphone. It's okay. But I do want to challenge you guys. Be ready for webcams. Misty, man, we go way back.
Hi, friend.
What are you doing, my dear?
It is so fun to hear from you today, Cindy, and I have to laugh because I was just...
my project for the beginning of the year is to declutter so much of my house, just get rid of a lot of old things, as you can imagine. And so I was going through and found my giant binder of Speak to the Glory of God. So that was fun to find.
I love that series.
So long ago. Yeah, so that was a good run. And I've been quiet for a while. Actually, I'm having a lot of fun working with Sally Clarkson still, and so that keeps me busy, but also kind of feeling a bit of, I don't know, it seems like the Lord's boot in my back, maybe, about doing some of my own things. So that's where I am.
Yes, I second that. In case you're wondering if God's talking to you, I have a feeling he is.
Yeah, I've got a couple of speaking engagements this year, just small things. And so I just have a feeling. And I actually also found, everyone should declutter because you just won't believe what you will find. But I found a sketch of a children's book that I wrote in 2011 that I haven't done anything with. So I'm kind of checking into maybe doing something with that.
Yes, wonderful. Yes. I love it. Oh, I'm so excited. And you guys, Misty, again, she is very talented. I'm really excited to see her doing this. I can't wait to see what you choose as your challenges.
Yeah, me neither.
Arilla, hey.
Hi, Sandy.
I'm so excited to see you here because I did not know until I relaunched Stepping Up to the Call that you, I mean, we even spent the day together. I didn't know you were doing your business. So tell everybody what you're doing. Did we lose you?
Yeah, let me see. No, she's still on. Oh, she's, yeah.
There we go.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Okay.
Basically, I'm doing virtual assistant. It's kind of been a slow deal going on in the fact that with me losing my eyesight, a lot of people got to the feeling that maybe I couldn't do it, so they pulled away from me. And so I'm not as busy as what I was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm still interested in trying to get out there to more and trying to do more. We got set up after we were with you. We got set up with everything so that I could go ahead, and everything's by voice now. But it's been kind of really neat to work with.
That's great.
Now, so what kind of things do you do with your business, like virtual assistant, you know?
I do a lot with the, I help police out, number one, with getting out her different blogs, her different podcasts around. I've done some where I've worked with, I'm part of the Country Gospel Music Association, and I've done some with helping the singers get out and reach out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. On the Facebook, and I'm not real keyed with Twitter, but I will do it. I've also opened myself that I can take phone calls for people that don't enjoy that part of it. I can either go between and keep their calendars.
Nice.
And in all of that, I don't know if you saw this weekend, but we kind of launched our first recording sessions.
I like that. That's awesome. My darling fiance is working on two different projects this year right now. So
your pictures help stem some of that.
Yes, I love it. I love it. He was in here earlier and then left me and went down to the studio. So I was like, okay, bye. This is what it's like to date me.
It's just been one of those overwhelming deals. I've had to go through the obstacle of everyone paranoid because of my handicap. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been a rough spot.
Well, I love it that, hey, this is that time to really there's several challenges I'm thinking that may be of interest. I can't wait to see what you pick, because it's going to be cool to see you really be able to get out there and communicate that. You know what? I have heard the last several weeks, I even had a meeting with one of my favorite internet marketers online when I was down in Destin. And one of the things they have a hard time finding are virtual assistants. So that should be some encouragement for you guys that are doing that.
That's true. I mean, you can find them. It's just difficult to find people that are really good. And one of the things Arola does is she brings a personal element to it. So mm-hmm. she doesn't just say, listen to this podcast. She actually listens to it and then will, you know, write down some of the things that were an impact to her. So that's really, wow. you know, so people know that she's mm-hmm. done it, you know, so that's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
And Chris, I didn't ask you what you were doing for your business. I heard about your organization. You can come back around.
I am. Okay.
Yeah, now. I'm sorry. So what are you doing?
Are you there, Chris?
Now? Chris.
There we go. I think she's back on.
Okay.
Now I'm back on.
Okay.
Am I there?
Yes.
Okay. Right now I am working on creating a English conversation club for Koreans here, for adults. Koreans learn English through books here. So they learn grammar really well. They learn, you know, the structure. They can read English. They can't always understand what they're reading, but they can read it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to conversation, they haven't had a lot of native speakers to converse with. So they're scared of speaking. Part of that's the face culture. Saving face is so important, and being embarrassed is avoided at all costs. Mm. So you can't make mistakes. We can't learn a language without making mistakes, especially in conversation. You're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
So... but all of the curriculums are, oh, they're boring, number one. But number two, they're stilted. The conversation that's so stilted, none of us would ever talk that way.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So and some of the topics are so non-necessary. I remember my children were learning this conversation. It was supposed to be Jumpstart, you know, embassy people use it. It's great. And they were really excited as homeschool kids to come running downstairs to say, Mom, we're learning how to buy beer at the saloon or something. I'm going, oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. Let's skip that chapter of how to order a beer at the bar, you know?
And right.
I forgot
right.
what it
is. The first book and I'm doing this, the first one I'm doing as a ministry at a Christian organization. And the first book that I looked at, the first conversation was at a party at a college.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Not appropriate in any way, shape, or form. So I'm still looking at different curriculums and trying to figure out how can I design an English club that not only I can do with people, but then later I can have them spread.
That's good.
So that different organizations can run it mm-hmm. with maybe just one English speaker being willing to come and join. But then later, maybe, how can I get, yeah. So it's, most of mine are not business. They're actually ministry right now.
Mm-hmm.
So like my phonics class is a ministry. It's not a club. I mean, it's not business. I can't get paid in Korea unless it's online.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a visa that lets me get paid.
Okay.
So most of mine is actually face-to-face ministry, not making money, if that makes sense.
So that's where you are, Chris? You're in Korea right now?
I'm in South Korea. Yeah, wow. I'm in South Korea.
Wow.
We've been here 2 years now, and we moved here. We plan on retiring and staying here. God moved us.
Wow.
I don't own anything but a bank account in the U.S., if that makes sense. So I love it here. I love not having a snowstorm. I love not having snow. I like it not getting too much below freezing.
Yeah, we don't have that either. There's no problem with that here. I'm in Florida.
I was in Iowa. So okay.
Yeah, a little different.
I don't miss the weather.
I bet.
Wonderful. Well, that's exciting. And
wow.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, and then you guys know, Felice and I, if you don't, you'll get to hear all of what we're doing in the next month. And of course, through our groups and everything. So I wanted to be very good at trying to be off at the hour. We had a little technical difficulty, so we're really kind of still on time a little.
Yes, that counts.
And so I do want to be very strict, try to be very strict, but you guys, I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm so excited about what we're going to accomplish this month. And go and tell some friends. If you have some friends who need to be a part of this, go and tell them, hey, this is seriously going to be where you can take some action and make this year truly what I believe God wants for it to be. I believe that He is calling His vessels to step up and to their calling and really, really do the things that have been on our hearts for a long time. So let's do it. Y'all ready?
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. It's been great, Cindy. I was really excited today. I didn't get very much done. But so I was supposed to record a couple of shows and things like that, and I just couldn't focus. So I was excited about this. So cause we haven't done this in a while, and I'm not really big on lives either. So
yeah.
All right, friends.
I'm excited. So you guys plan to do the webcam Monday. I'm excited, counting down. And hey, by the way, go on to the Facebook group and make your own individual post, your biggest takeaway, and you guys, if you know what your challenge is, when you figure out what you're going to work on, definitely say that. But otherwise, stick with us till Monday.
Yeah, I want to throw out really quickly, Zoom has an opportunity. You can have a free account. So if you want to go on and practice, you can. And that way, you know, you can get your lighting and things like that. We were on Zoom earlier and I didn't have my light on. So I was dark.
Bought a light that is over here.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that just allows, you know, you can just play around with things and then you can use your camera and that will work well. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to end. Cindy, do you want to just close with a prayer and just lift everyone up? That'd be great.
Yes, I do. Oh, Lord, thank you so, so much for this privilege and this blessing for us to get together and even across the miles, the many, many miles all around the world, Lord, that you have got amazing plans for us together. Lord, I thank you for community. I thank you for friendship. I thank you that we are not by ourselves as we step into the call that you have got for our life. But Lord, we are surrounded by so many people who are positioned and they're perfectly positioned around us to support us, to work with us, to partner with us in different things. Lord, maybe it's just that word of encouragement or that thing that they have been a success at. But Lord, I thank you that you put them around us and that you've given us such a blessing with the church, the body of Christ. Lord, I pray that what we do here will really be an honor and a glory to you. And Lord, I also pray that what we do individually as we plan and go into this year, that we will hear you and that, Lord, we will just be faithful. That if we've got fears, Lord, that we will voice those to one another so we can be healed and so that we can take authority over any fear that might rise up. Lord, I pray that if we have a lack of any error in any area, whether it's provision or even knowledge, Lord, I just praise you that you're putting the right people together. And Lord, thank you that you're putting us in exactly the place where there's going to be no excuses. We're going to do the things that you need for us to do. Lord, I pray that in the next few days that you'll be so special, that you'll speak to their hearts, speak topics, speak vision, speak direction, speak goals into their hearts. And Lord, just be so ever-present, so real, that Lord, there is not going to be any doubt, no doubt, that you are with them in everything they do this year. Lord, I pray that these are special moments. Lord, I pray that they don't think that they think less of them because they're precious and they're fun and they're exciting, they're filling. Lord, instead, that they'll just press in and they'll know that that's just how you do things. You are a God who blesses us abundantly and lavishly. And Lord, I just pray that you just pour into them, pour through their fingertips, pour through their mouths, pour through their arms as they hug and love and minister to other people. And Lord, just do a mighty work in our midst. I pray for our conference, Lord. I pray for our conference speakers, Lord, that you will just be giving them your word, not our word, not our ideas, but your word, your ideas, your way. And Lord, help us all to be just faithful to do the things that you have called us to do this year, not pulling back, not putting lids on you, not putting limits on you, not buying into any of the lies that try to hold us back, but Lord, pressing in and doing mighty things for your glory. I thank you. I praise you. I lift you on high. For us in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you guys. Take care. All righty. Bye.
See you Monday. Or see you online.
Yes.